I asked my mother about any derogatory terms that were used, just in case I had forgotten something. And she said, no. And then she said something that would not have occurred to me, but I remember it as being true. She said, it was enough if you just called someone a Catholic or a Jew. You didn't, that was embarrassing, if not insulting. You would say, oh, well, you know, she's a Catholic, sort of hiding it. Certainly earlier. I was not aware of any growing up. I had Catholic friends, and although we considered them a little odd and some of their customs a little strange, like not eating meat on Fridays and that sort of thing, no, there was nothing bad about them, and they were certainly not socially less desirable than Protestants. But Jews were, and Mother is right that you would not call someone a Jew unless you were being sort of mildly derogatory. You would say Jewish people if you were talking about nice ones. The same as you would say colored people instead of Negroes, or instead of Negras, or whatever. It was polite to refer to them that way. And that was descriptive. Well, spick and greaser would be insulting, and wetback is certainly rather insulting. Chicano sounds to me the way Negro sounded to me in the 50s. It sounds a little affected. If that's what they want to be called, fine, I will call them that.
Do you think that some people would find it very insulting?
I don't think they would here, because they picked it out as what they asked to be called.
Do you think that it's political?
More of a political, more like a woman not wanting to be a lady rather stridently. The older ones still want to be Mexican Americans.
Mm-hmm. What about Polak?
Well, I've heard Polak, but we didn't have any down here, so I think I've heard that in other places. There was not an identifiable minority of Poles in Houston.
What about Puerto Ricans?
Didn't have any.
Do you ever hear any terms for them?
I've heard them up east called PRs, and I've heard them called spicks and greasers.
What?
I heard them called PRs. Just as a slang term, not as derogatory specifically, but they'd say, oh, there go a bunch of PRs. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was public relations. And I've heard them called spicks and greasers.
What about terms for Greeks?
Don't know any for Greeks. We have a fairly good-sized Greek Orthodox community here, but they've always been respected members of the community, so they weren't looked down on. I've heard Englishmen called limey, and cockney. But generally speaking, most of the Englishmen who would be here would be more upper and upper middle class, and they would not be looked down on and called by derogatory names.
Is cockney a particular?
Used over here, it refers to any Englishman, because they don't know the difference, and they wouldn't be able to recognize the difference between cockney and Oxford accents. Really, you get an average Houstonian, and he will not recognize any other foreign dialect except to recognize that they're foreign. And well, he might say, yes, he knew that was English, but he wouldn't be able to distinguish English from Scottish, from Irish, from Welsh. No, just Scot. Oh, let's see. They occasionally are called by a popular Scottish name, and what would it be? Wouldn't be Angus. It wouldn't be, no, like Mick is for an Irishman, or Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
It would usually be in a more joking sense rather than insulting, and I don't think it would be anything bad.
Do